This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio with me, Deb Wolf, and today we have a special guest, first time ever, from the Give Them 10 movement, and I've told you about Give Them 10 before, so givethem10.org. I'm going to tell you more about them today, but coming to us as our special guest today is Deborah Cribbs, the founder and the leader of the Give Them 10 movement. Welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you. You're doing so much good work. Okay, let's tell our listeners, in case they didn't catch me talking about you earlier on an earlier show, let's tell them what Give Them 10 movement is about.
Well, first of all, I'll explain the very provocative name. Cats have 9 lives.
Right.
So give them 10. Get it?
I get it. For sure. And they do seem to have 9 lives. I mean, how many times do you see a cat do something that you think, wow, that is quite the jump.
They are good
at
that.
You think, how did you do that? How did you fall off the roof while I was fixing the roof onto the balcony and not hurt yourself? But they do get hurt sometimes. So some of them need a 10th life. You know, there's some myths out there about cats, like they can fall from any height and right themselves, which is mostly true, but you don't want to be the statistic in the small group where they get hurt. So got to be careful. So give them 10. What do you guys do?
Well, we are working in the Cincinnati area in about 100-mile radius right now, and we are working very hard to see that no more cats get killed in shelters. That's our big goal. The fact that so many cats die in shelters in the U.S. was astonishing to us when we started this work back in 2013. So I'm happy to report, generally in our area, the live release rates are very high and cats are not being killed for space and shelters. So that's what we're working on. But I think it's the way that we're doing it that might be fun to hear about.
Well, okay, before we go into that, I just want to give people an idea of what kind of success we're talking about. First of all, it's not just confined to Cincinnati. We'll go over that a little bit later. So if you're listening and you're thinking, well, that has nothing to do with me. Oh no, it's coming to your area. But besides that, when she says she's improved the situation, okay, the stat of cats being killed in shelters, the live release rate, rather, in Cincinnati was 37% back before in 2013. So not that long ago. And now, because of you guys and your helpers, it's 96%. So that's huge.
Huge. We're so proud. And I mean, understand, we didn't do this. All of the people on the ground in the shelter community did this. But we funded it. We funded the genesis. We funded the beginning of it, let's say. They did all the work. And I certainly don't want to sit and take credit for it. But we definitely had a lot to do with framing the question and kind of asking the shelter community, why? Why in this day and age do we have to kill so many animals?
Mm-hmm.
And a really interesting ride, I will say.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and find out how this is happening. What is going on exactly? And then let's insert a few quirky facts about cats along the way just to keep you all entertained. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. This is Deborah Wolf, host of Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. You know the expression, cats have 9 lives? Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello! We're back on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio, and we're talking with Deborah Cribbs. She's the founder and leader of Give Them 10 Movement, which is all about spay and neuter, right? That's really the thing. Why was overpopulation your target issue to tackle?
Well, thanks for asking that. We looked at the fact that cats were being killed in shelters and said, through data, why? And the reason was there were too many entering the shelter. How do we get fewer cats entering the shelter? Complicated question, complicated answer. We chose what we believe was the low-hanging fruit. And by the way, that's a pun.
Yeah, I get it.
Spay, neuter. I can do so many of them. But we thought spay, neuter might be the low-hanging fruit. So we started our attack on the problem with spay, neuter.
So, you know, I noticed lately in the past few years, following cat shows and dog shows as I do, that you can actually enter a spayed or neutered cat in a cat show and win, and even win best in show. So there's really no reason not to do it. Even if your cat's really gorgeous and you think, oh my gosh, his career. Well, no, just neuter or spay him. He can still have a really good career. So I thought that was kind of interesting that the show world has evolved a bit. You know, a stat I've often put out there is that in 5 years, a boy cat and a girl cat together and all their offspring in 5 years, if they're not spayed or neutered, they're going to end up with 5,000 offspring. So I think your idea to tackle spay and neuter is pretty key. It's not like us. We have a few babies in our life. They can have 8 to 10 twice a year, 3 times a year, over and over and over and over. And each one of those can have babies. So, I mean, you're really going to the root of the problem, right?
Absolutely. You know, interestingly that you brought that up, I'll take a step back, if I may, and just say that part of the way that we're combating this problem is that we've got a really interesting ad campaign we've been running. And it's changed over the years, but one of our ad campaigns is called Cat Math. And we like to say cats surely can't do math, but they do multiply.
Yeah, that's a good one. Have you ever tried to trick a cat though? I mean, I'm not sure they can't do math. I think they can count. I think if you have 3 toys they like and you take away one, they'll keep looking for the third.
I think you're right about that. My cats are extraordinarily wise. I think they can do any kind of math or count if they want to. I think that's the key. Cats
yes.
are passive aggressive, right? They'll do it if they want to.
Some are, yes, if they want to. That's the whole thing in cat training, really. And you have to pick a cat who often wants to. And then you have to pick a cat who wants to for a very specific thing. So you know you can summon up that want to go to attitude on a set of a cat food ad or something because he loves his little mouse or whatever it is. It's usually prey. It's not usually food. But if you get a cat who will work for food, oh, that's a treat. Literally. See, I can pun too.
I was told, I don't know if you would know better than I, but I was told in working on some of the ads that we've done that it is the orange striped cats who are easiest to train.
Well, okay. Yes and no. Orange tabbies and tabbies in general are smart. And orange male tabbies, because they're usually male, are pretty confident. But it depends on the trick. Like if you're talking about agility, like leaps and jumps and through hoops and stuff like that, Abyssinian every time. If you're talking about talking, well, then you go with a Siamese. Like it depends what the trick is, you know? Yeah, so it really depends. But if you're looking for a cat out there and you go to a shelter and you want a cat that's going to interact with you and you want a cat that maybe might do tricks, well, it brings something. Bring some kind of specific cat toy on a stick or a rod, a long one, so your hand's not in there. And as you go by the cages and you're looking at these rescue cats, see who's responding. Because if they're going to respond in there, they're going to respond outside in your home. I mean, that's kind of an environment where a lot of them just sort of give up and hide in the back and don't show their true personality. If you have a cat who's interacting with you even there, then you've got a good one for tricks and training. And then it's just all about you. I find if you're used to training dogs, you kind of have to think of your cat as an extra smart dog with almost like ADHD. They get distracted very, very easily and they don't want to repeat anything very often, like a gifted kid. So you don't do the trick 7, 8, 10, 20 times like a golden retriever wants. Throw a fetch again, fetch again, fetch again. The cat's not like that. Cat wants to do it once or twice and then move on to something else. So that's what I would suggest if you're out there listening and you want to train a cat. All right, so we've got some questions to go through. I want to know, how did you even get involved with this, Deborah?
Well, by day, I'm a banker. My team, we're all bankers. And we were given the responsibility when a client died to manage a real big pot of money. And that big pot of money was and is a private foundation that we run. So we were given this extraordinary opportunity and responsibility to give away a great deal of money for the benefit of cats, and pretty much cats only. So we had to figure out, how do we do this in a way that actually makes sense, you know, as bankers, as fiduciary, meaning as the people who have to explain why they did it. And we landed on, well, hey, there's an actual problem out there. Cats are being killed in shelters. Can we actually solve that problem? Will money solve that problem? I mean, money won't solve every problem, but it does give you a jump start. So we used it as a jump start, and we started talking to the public pretty aggressively. Why are you letting cats die in shelters? And for that matter, dogs. Nobody wants cats and dogs to die in shelters down the street from them. So that's how we got involved in it. And it's been quite a wild ride. And you're right, we're really proud of our statistics. Very proud that cats are not being killed around here because of overpopulation. And you're right, we'll be coming to a town or a city near you soon, we hope.
Near you, yeah. Okay, so I just want people to understand, you know, when dogs go missing, a lot of times they're never found, but 60% of the time they are found. Whereas when cats go missing, the stat is really low. It's only 10% that get found. Now, sometimes the cat just found a nicer home nearby, okay. But a lot of times it has to do with identification and microchipping. And every cat looks the same in a picture. And how are you going to find your black cat or your black and white cat or your gray cat, even a cat with striking eyes, if it goes missing? You need to have really good ID on them and microchipped. And then if you spay or neuter them, they don't go wandering. They don't get hit by cars. They're more content to stay in your world and not have these troubles. So it's really the smart thing to do. All right, we're going to go to break and come back and talk more about, well, it sounds like you're doing something for dogs. So I'd like to hear about that. Stay tuned with me on Animal Party and our guest, Deborah Cribb. Stay tuned.
Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love. Under the tree.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pets. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. You're back on Animal Party with Pet Life Radio. And we are talking with Deborah Cribbs about Give Them 10 and givethem10.org, because that's where you want to go. And I need to know, what are you doing for dogs?
Well, I didn't mean to mislead you, but we are doing something really important for dogs. Okay. We fund cats to such a large extent that other funds are diverted to help dogs. So while we don't do work directly with dogs, absolutely not, we are a cat organization. When I'm meeting with shelter directors, I certainly am aware of the dog statistics and situation as well. And overall, in the areas where we're working, sort of a rising tide floats all boats. The dog welfare has improved as well.
Nice. Okay, tell us about your expansion. So you're not just in Cincinnati?
Well, right now we work in about 100-mile radius from Cincinnati directly. But a year or so ago, we got this great idea and said, we have these amazing ads. We do digital ads, TV ads, billboards on the street. We have these amazing ad campaigns. And by the way, if anybody wants to see them, check out our YouTube channel. Scooter the Neutered Cat is our mascot. And if you just try to look up Scooter the Neutered Cat, you'll find his YouTube channel. And our website is givethem10.org. And you can access our ad campaign. But we thought, wow, we have put a lot of resources over the years into this really high quality ad campaign. And it's so fun to show it in the areas that we have, which is Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. But hey, wouldn't it be fun if Scooter could live in other cities as well? Well, we can't just go to any city and say, hey, we want to start running these ads. It's not quite that simple. But what we did is we did a little roadshow. We went to some conferences, some animal welfare conferences, and said, hey, we will offer to license our ad campaign for pretty much nothing. And we'll offer some marketing support to help shelters figure out how to use it if you will let Scooter live in your city. So since that time, we've got more than a handful of cities that have signed on. And Scooter is now living in Iowa. He's in Georgia. He's in Hawaii.
Oh, like Lassie, there's more than one.
Yeah, well, on TV. He lives on TV. Yes.
Okay.
Well, the deep, dark secret, there is more than one, yes.
But ooh, are some of them girls?
No.
Because Lassie, some of them were boys and some of them weren't.
It's so funny what you said. The orange-striped tabby is almost always a boy cat. So he's always been a boy cat, yes.
Yeah, and calicos are almost always a female. There's certain genetic things. Ragdolls have a certain color of eyes. There's certain things that go with genetics and personality, too. But what you see is what you get. So if you're looking at a cat in a shelter and it kind of looks Siamese and it talks a lot, it's probably mostly Siamese. Like, you can kind of see what's in there if you look closely and you look at their behavior, not just their coat. Because the coat, that's only a couple of the genes. There's a lot going into behavior and personality and agility. And not every cat's the same. There's some cats that have been bred to just lay about and other cats that are pretty primitive. So it's a good idea to make sure you get your right match. And if you don't have your right match and you have destruction or difficulties, well, then you should call my show because I'll help you with that. No problem. And I won't charge you. Just call Pet or Deb at PetLifeRadio.com or send an email or send a voice clip with any cat problem you have or cat question or dog problem or dog question. And I'll solve it for you. And if I can't solve it myself, I'll bring an expert on to help me with it. So send me your problems, Deb at PetLifeRadio.com. Okay, so we've taken our two breaks. I'm afraid we have to end the show soon. So I want to ask you what you want to leave people with. Like, how can they get a hold of you or get involved? What should people know out there? All over North America, we have listeners, and all over the world. And everywhere I can think of, there are too many cats. So everywhere except it seems like Turkey. Have you noticed that, Deborah? That it seems like in Turkey there are a lot of street cats and they all seem to be doing quite well. I don't know what's up with that.
As a matter of fact, I could do a whole show with you on that topic. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Okay, I'm going to have you come back and we're going to talk about that on a future show. I'm going to hold you to that. But makes me want to book a ticket. Okay. All right. Everywhere else, though, it seems like there's a terrible cat population, overpopulation. And the best thing you can do is spay or neuter your cat.
Spay, neuter. Yep. Adopt. Adopt from a shelter. Like,
people think that kittens in shelters come from breeders, but that's not true. You know, only 3% of cats come from breeders. Most of the cats you see are from friends or relatives or strays or, you know, some kind of not intended coupling. And that's who's in the shelters. You might think, well, it's okay if they have a litter because I know two people who want kittens. Well, what about the other eight? And will those two people spay and neuter? And what are you going to do when it comes time to wean those kittens and your cat goes into heat promptly within days and escapes out the window? Because that's what they do when they're in heat. They find escapes and they're really small and they can cut through screen if they need to. And boom, now you got another 8 to 10 kittens in 2 months. So, okay, I know you're already convinced, but what can people do to help besides spay and neuter their own pets?
Well, spay and neuter, I think mathematically is the most important thing. Adopt from a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Adopt from anywhere, but adopt from a shelter. Save a cat that way. Understand kitten season. Kitten season is usually a specific time, usually spring, summer in the United States. Shelters are overwhelmed that time of year with kittens. You know when we don't have kittens? Christmas. You know when people want to adopt kittens? Christmas.
Christmas, yeah. But do they really? They think they do. But you bring a kitten home and there's the Christmas tree and the toys and all these hazards and candles and guests coming in and out and the doors open and no. How about a card under the tree that tells your kid they're getting a kitten in April? How about that? Like, you know, a card that says your Easter gift will be a kitten. Something like that.
Music to my ears.
It makes so much more sense. Okay, so what else can people do? How do they contact your organization if they're involved in rescue or they want to be and they like this idea of that campaign?
Well, absolutely. Check us out at our website, givethem10.org. And if wherever you are in the world, go to your local shelter that needs your help. They need lots of help, always. And talk to your shelter about licensing our ad campaign. We'd love to hear from people.
I think sometimes people think if they're not rich, they can't help. But if they need drivers. They need cuddlers. They need blankets and towels. And just ask them what they need, because they probably need something you've got.
Shelters need help. Yep.
I get calls all the time, and I go to this local cat shelter with bags and bags of food that are donated, but there's no one to take them from the donation site to the receiving site. Yeah, it hurts my back a little bit and it's not that great on my car, but oh my gosh, when I walk in that place, meow, 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 everybody knows. All the cats have figured out what I'm coming with, you know, like they're just so excited because I have toys and treats and all kinds of donations. And because when I walk in, the rescue workers, who are usually exhausted and tired of seeing yet another person surrendering a cat, are so excited to see somebody coming with actual supplies they need. So look to see how you can help, because there's more ways than just money, for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to let you go because our time is out, but I'm taking you up on that. You're coming back to talk about turkey, I hope, Deborah.
Of course.
We're going to talk turkey. Oh, I had to say that because you're a pun kind of gal. So, all right, everybody. Find givethem10.org and look for us on a future show with Deborah Cribbs. We're going to be talking about turkey and cats coming up on a future show. I just want to let you know where you can find me. Animal Party is on PetLifeRadio.com, where you can subscribe. But you can also find this show on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere podcasts play. I'd love it if you subscribe so you don't miss a show. But also on social media, you can find my training demos with real cats and real dogs, naughty ones. You can check that out at Deb Wolf Pet Expert on YouTube. And for pet laughs and great social media posts, you can see Deb Wolf Pet Expert on Facebook. Here at Animal Party, I welcome your pet questions, comments, and guest suggestions, especially if you have a pet problem. I'm begging you like a beagle, please send me a voice clip message or text message to deb@petliferadio.com and I'll answer your question on the air. I can even, if you send me your contact information, we will try to arrange to speak with you off air, record it, and solve your problem together. If you're a first-time listener, you can scroll through the older shows and find the topic or expert guest that really speaks to you. Maybe it's dog breed bans or the royal family pets or pets in war zones or how to train your cat to use a litter box. Whatever it is, you can find it on one of my old shows, and they're all there at PetLifeRadio.com. So I hope you'll tune in wherever you listen to podcasts to Animal Party on Pet Life Radio. And from me, Deb Wolf and Animal Party, be good, dear animals. Ciao, meow.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.